Dean?
Chairman?
Yes. All right, let's call the video meeting to order. Mary?
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Gould?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Member Dunn?
Here.
Please make note that Chairman Tracy and Member Dunn are participating via telephone.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. All right, open session minutes. Is there a motion for approval?
Yes, Chairman. I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of December 16th, 2015, with an amendment to vote taken in during the video gaming location licensing items. The vote to approve Tucker Station LLC should be clarified from a vote of 4-0 to 3-1 vote to approve this location. So that's a vote 4-0, and it's amended to 3-1.
All right, so there's a motion to approve the minutes with the amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 The motion carries unanimously. As far as comments go, I would just like to incorporate into the minutes of this meeting the reasons that I explained in the Riverboat meeting for not being able to attend in person. And I assume Member Dunn would like to do the same.
Yes, I'm on phone for health reasons.
All right, thank you. I don't have any other comments for this meeting. Do any of the other board members have comments?
Not at this time.
No.
Thank you. Mr. Ostrowski?
Yes, just similar to what I did on the Riverboat side in 2015 as it pertains to video gaming, give you some information. Currently, we have 22,305 video gaming terminals operating at 5,268 locations. During the first 10 months of calendar year 15, we had distributed $224.7 million to state and local governments. And compare that to the first 10 months of calendar year 14, where there was a distribution of $159.1 million. That's an increase of 41% year to year. Again, investigations and enforcement really bore the brunt of the work that we do as it pertains to video gaming. And during the course of the last year, we had approved 1,060 locations. We had investigated 96 different licenses as it pertains to manufacturers, distributors, suppliers, and terminal operators. We investigated 3,022 persons with significant influence or control, persons with significant interest, and other interested persons. We did investigations on 428 technicians and terminal handlers. We engaged in 102 criminal investigations. Our people participated in 1,472 regulatory inspections and conducted 1,429 compliance checks. So again, with the amount of staff we have, this being one of the largest video gaming jurisdictions in the world, and the amount of area that we have to cover, it's really some tremendous accomplishments. However, we look to improve and do better work in 2016. The board's legal team also issued 65 disciplinary complaints, and we continue to work on issues that are important to us. Obviously, solutions to problem gambling. We still have not come up with what we think is an effective solution, but continue to work on that. Also, the conversion from SaaS to G2S technology is something that we're hoping that we will be able to roll out maybe in the third or fourth quarter of this year. So we think that will be beneficial not only to the industry, but to the board and to the state as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Administrator. So as you can see, video gaming has generated lots of extra work for IGB, and also I may not have heard it, but I mean, also generated a lot of work for the FA unit as well. So thank you, staff, for all your hard work in 2015. Are there any does that conclude your comments, Mr. Administrator?
Yes.
Public commentary. Two speakers today. First would be Melinda Litchfield. And as the chairman would do if he were here, we're going to limit all public commentary to 5 minutes.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you very much. Good to see you again. I had a family emergency last month and was unable to testify. However, I did listen to the audio. And honestly, I was incredulous that Chairman Tracy said the system Sweden uses to prohibit self-excluded individuals from playing VGTs caused a 30% revenue decline, and he was very concerned that Illinois may suffer similar economic loss. I must have listened to it three times. Just to be clear, that he made the direct correlation, with no attempt at bailing it, that imposing a system of protection that we've been begging for many years may indeed result in undesirable revenue loss. And if only 2% of all gamblers are compulsive and problem gamblers, the way the industry proclaims, and they provide 30% of the revenue, of course, who would want to miss out on that? But is that revenue even sustainable unless there's continuous creation of addicts? And I would argue that a reward player card is designed to do just that. So it has been over 3 years when I first spoke to you about self-exclusion back in 2012, when there were roughly only 600 locations and 2,100 VGTs. So, of course, in 2016, and I haven't looked at the numbers lately, the 600 locations have grown to over 5,000, and 2,100 terminals have grown to over 21,000 terminals in 3 years. With still the same wording, the same rhetoric all the time, and absolutely nothing being done for protection as it relates to the self-exclusion list. Its intent and significance being diluted and eroded every single day. I've been told it's a matter of technology. No way. I recently picked up the phone and had a conversation with one of the chief digital architects of a company that produces those check scanners when you go into retail stores to make sure you don't have a bad check. Mr. Randy Horner is his name, and he said to me, it just needs to be ordered, along with the database. We have the database. This is 2016. This has zero to do with lack of technology. I've also been told it's cost prohibitive, even more laughable and impossible to believe. So the only logical conclusion is that the powerful albatross that controls this industry, very sadly, does not want to miss out on the revenue of the addicted and out of control. But guess what? I found a way which involves no cost and no pesky technology. A few months ago, the organization I represent had a National Day of Action, where we had over 100 venues across the country in Australia and Japan on a weekend in September, where our goal was to highlight the dangers of gambling proliferation and the severity of the addiction. One of these venues we called Freedom Players, sort of a take on the Freedom Riders of the 60s, who boarded a bus and just rode around with no agenda and did not get off until they were kicked out. So a trusted friend went with me to one of these casino cafes. We put $5 in the machine and we sat and we read and we talked. As if on cue, the manager showed up about 45 minutes later and told us that we had to leave. So why? We put money into the machine. The industry likes to proclaim this is entertainment. I'm entertained. Of course, her answer was that we were not gambling. We were not pushing buttons. Therefore, we had to leave. And by the way, there was nobody waiting to play. So I said, so am I banned? She said, yes. I said, permanently? She said, yes. Like, yay, I'm banned for not gambling enough. Now, all I have to do is repeat this at, 4,999 other places in Illinois, and I will be permanently banned. I realize this is satire to make a point, but it did happen exactly the way I said it did. And really, does that not point to the height of hypocrisy that I was banned for not gambling enough? About 6 weeks ago, a 68-year-old retired school teacher from my circle, my universe of people that have walked away from gambling, knew her, downed her bottle of blood pressure medication and never woke up. She had recently started gambling again at a nearby Dolly's. I don't tell you this to impose any sense of guilt or culpability. You don't deserve that. None of us do. This was her choice. However, I can't help but wonder, and so does her family, if there had been a process in place where her ID would have been requested, 30 seconds? Checked against a self-exclusion list database, she would have politely been told she cannot gamble in here. 30 seconds that may have taken. And it very well may have caused her to pause and turn around and realize what she was doing. I tried to get her family to come here and speak to you today, but they're just not ready. I just don't understand. Help me to understand how Illinois can recklessly continue to add slot machine after slot machine after slot machine, willy-nilly, with almost more than any other state in the country, and not balance that with social consciousness and basic prudence for human welfare. Imposing and enforcing a self-exclusion list on the majority of these venues seems like a paltry thing to do to achieve this modicum of that balance between what is right and wrong in industry practices. At the end of the day, you're trying to save profits. They're trying to save profits. I'm trying to save lives. I should be winning, but I'm not. You are, and they are. And that is truly a shame. 3 years. What could possibly be the excuse?
I'm going to ask you to start winding up. I apologize. It's getting close to your time.
I'm finished.
Sorry to interrupt.
Thank you.
Is Ms. Litchfield finished?
She is.
I just want to say, Ms. Litchfield, that we certainly agree with you on the importance of this, though we obviously disagree with your characterization of the board's motives here. We do we are studying this, but it is not as simple as you suggest. Thank you. Is there another public commentator?
Yes, Sonia Box and William Morgan.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the board, and staff. My name is William Bogart. I'm from the law firm of Fox Rothschild. I'm here on behalf of Speedway LLC. And I'm also here with Sonia Box, who is a representative from Speedway. Speedway has truck stop location applications pending, and we've completed all the application materials. However, Speedway's parent company, Marathon Petroleum Corporation, which is publicly traded, is respectfully requesting that the IGB consider modifications to the video gaming location applications request to release information form. Now, this form was originally created for riverboat casinos under the Riverboat Gambling Act. It allows the IGB, among other things, to acquire documents and information from third parties regarding the applicant to help it in its background investigation. In this case, the form provides that Marathon gives the IGB the full power of attorney, and that Marathon waives all constitutional and legal communication privileges, which could include the attorney-client privilege. Applicant Speedway executed the request to release information form, but the publicly traded parent company, Marathon, does request an accommodation for itself and other similarly situated publicly traded companies to execute a modified version. Now, the background investigation requirements for video gaming locations, which do not operate games, but merely provide space for terminal operators to place their machines, is very different than for casinos or operators for whom the form was completed. For whom the form was created. For a publicly traded parent company, assigning full power of attorney and waiving their constitutional rights and legal privileges seems unnecessary, and we believe will only dissuade well-known and respected companies like Speedway and their publicly traded parent companies from entering the truck stop video gaming marketplace. I want to now give the floor to Ms. Box, so she can give you more information relating to Speedway. And, of course, I'm here to answer any questions when she's done. And we do appreciate your consideration.
Thank you, Bill, and I appreciate your time, Board. I've also brought with me Jason Hunt. He is our local region manager for our 109 Illinois locations that we have. Speedway is over $26 billion company. We are fully owned subsidiary of Marathon Petroleum Company. And Speedway LLC operates in 22 states with over 2,700 locations nationally and 109 here in Illinois since 1997. And we employ over 1,300 Illinois employees. And nationally, we employ over 35,000 employees. And Speedway has given me the responsibility as managing over $2 billion in sales in different categories. I'm the category manager of services. That includes car wash, ATM, lottery, some other gaming in some of the other states. And I have 20 states of lottery applications. So I'm very appreciative of the intricacies, you know, involved in filling out an application. And we have, you know, complied in every state that we do business in. And just as kind of a goodwill, Speedway's charity of choice is the Children's Miracle Network campaign. And locally, we support the Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. We've given over $70 million since 1991, since we started our campaigns. And that's a national number. We support over 40 children's hospitals in the country. And Speedway continues to try to give locally whenever we can to our communities. And we appreciate all of our employees and all the state regulations that are required. So when you look at our gaming situation in Illinois, we've applied for about 20 different applications, 20 different truck stops. We've filled out all the paperwork. Speedway operates 24 hours, 7 days a week, and we know the truckers have to stay off of the road, and so we feel like, you know, it would be nice to have the gaming in these sites and in these locations that we've just determined to follow all of your criteria. Since we are fully owned by Marathon Petroleum Company, Speedway has filled out the proper paperwork, like I said, as far as the power of attorney for Speedway, as well as all of our board members have filled out the release for information, and that is not an issue. The only concern we have is our publicly traded parent company, Marathon Petroleum Company. And the reason being is because Speedway is requesting a waiver from for MPC's execution of this owner's release because all relevant information about MPC is filed with the SEC and available to the public. The scope of the POA is overly broad, and so it could allow privileged or protected information to be copied and disclosed without recourse. And then the power of attorney has no limitations on the agent's authority to act on behalf of the owner. And that is the only reason that we have concerns. But MPC is absolutely willing to cooperate with the IGB requests for any non-public information and any other questions you may have. We're very open to doing that. It's just this one particular document. We're either asking for it to be revised or to be waived in some manner. And I do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Can I stop at one quick comment? I know we have short time.
And technically, you have no time, so how short?
Okay, I was just going to say, under Section 45A of the BGA, it does allow the gaming board to, under the circumstances of the corporate structure, amend the background investigation. We just ask that you consider that, and I can talk to you guys offline.
Thank you.
The
next item is board policy items, a proposal to amend the video gaming rules.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Section 78 of the Video Gaming Act confers upon the board rulemaking authority. The board's legal staff hereby submits a proposal to amend the rules on video gaming. Section 25 of the Video Gaming Act provides that the board shall adopt rules concerning economic concentration with respect to the operation of video gaming terminals in Illinois. In conformity with the statutory mandate, the proposed rulemaking adds a new Rule 440 entitled Undue Economic Concentration. The language of this new section is a modified version of an undue economic concentration provision currently contained in Riverboat Gambling Rule 232. Under the proposed rulemaking, the board shall consider whether undue economic concentration will result from the granting or renewal of a terminal operator license. If the board determines that undue economic concentration will occur, it shall not grant the license or the renewal. Undue economic concentration is defined to mean that an individual or entity, individually or in combination with others, as such actual or potential domination of video gaming in Illinois as to either substantially impede or suppress competition among holders of terminal operator licenses, adversely affect the economic stability of video gaming industry in Illinois, or negatively impact the purposes of the Video Gaming Act, including collection of revenues and development of the video gaming industry. In determining whether the issuance or renewal of a terminal operator license will lead to undue economic concentration, the board shall consider a number of factors that will be enumerated in the proposed rule. The rulemaking gives the IGB authority to place any restrictions or qualifications on a terminal operator license that it deems necessary to eliminate undue economic concentration. An applicant or licensee will have the right to a hearing to contest these restrictions or qualifications.
Does that conclude your presentation, Paul?
It does.
Yes, it does.
All right. Is there a motion?
Yes, Chairman. I move to add Section 440 to the Board's rules on video gaming by authorizing staff to submit a proposal for first notice filing with the Secretary of State upon final review and approval by the Administrator.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
The comment I would like to make here is that we welcome comments to this rule. It will be filed now, assuming the motion passes. This sort of rulemaking is not an exact science, so that's why we do welcome your comments, I can assure you the IGB staff is very good at working with rule comments, and we find them helpful. If there are no other comments, let's call the motion. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
And next item is terminal operator license renewals.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, you have 10 different terminal operators that are before you today for renewal. You've had an opportunity to discuss with staff all of their business operations, financing and financial positions, as well as certain individuals that work for these terminal operators. And we would recommend to you that the 10 terminal operators listed in your motion be renewed.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, there is, based on staff's investigation and our review of materials provided, I move to renew the terminal operator licenses of Andy's Video Gaming Company, Heck Gaming, LLC, Illinois Gaming Systems, LLC, Illinois Video Slot Management Corporation, J&J Ventures Gaming, LLC, J. Hay Enterprises, LLC, Metro East Video Gaming, Incorporated, Midwest SRO, LLC, Quad Gaming Incorporated, and Tab Gaming Incorporated for a period of 1 year, expiring in January 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next item for consideration is manufacturers, distributor, and supplier license items. AGS Illinois LLP, its manufacturer, distributor, and supplier license.
Yes, and AGS Illinois supplies video gaming terminals to the industry, and we would recommend to you the renewal of their license.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Chairman, based on staff investigation and our review materials provided, I move to renew AGS Illinois LLP manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring January 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Item next is the terminal handler licenses and technician license approvals.
Member Gould and members of the board, Mr. Chairman, we have, based on our investigation, presented 40 terminal handlers and 2 technicians we would ask you to license this month.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to approve 40 terminal handler licenses and 2 technician licenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 The motion carries unanimously.
The video gaming location license items, approvals and denials.
So members of the board, for the video gaming location applicants, we would ask you to approve 99 and authorize the administrator to issue 8 notices of denial.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to approve 99 video gaming location licenses and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following applicants: Christopher Dees, Inc., DBA Christopher Dees, City of Streeter, DBA Anderson Field Municipal Golf, Downtown LaSalle, DBA Teddy B's, Jackson 2620 LLC, DBA The Will, Kinsey Investment LLC, DBA Sidebar 167 Sports Bar and Grill, Original Honeydew Soul Food Inc., DBA Queen of Soul, Rasani Inc., DBA Chuck Wagon Cafe, and Ten Pin Lounge Inc.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion carries. Is there any opposition? The motion carries unanimously.
The next item is administrative request for hearing and request to reapply.
So, Member Gould, we have 5 pending applicants that we would need you to take action on. The first one is Pete's Bar and Grill that requested a hearing, and staff would recommend denying that request for hearing.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, based on the staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to deny the request for hearing for Pete's Bar and Grill Incorporated, as the request did not establish a prima facie case for hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next group of 2 applicants requested hearing, and we believe that based on those requests, We would like you to place those two back into pending applicant status so we can further clarify those applications when we present them to the board for approval.
And then deny the request for hearing as moved.
That's correct.
And Mr. Pelham, do you want to handle these separately or in one motion?
One motion with these two.
Right. Is there a motion to that effect?
Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to rescind the December 16, 2015 denial issued to Springfield Gas and Wash I, LLC and Fat and Shy Incorporated, place the applicants back into pending status and deny the request for hearing as moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
We have one final request for hearing from Tuckaway Development, LLC, and based on the information provided from that applicant, we would recommend that you rescind the denial, set Tuckaway Development to license status, and then deny the request for hearing.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to rescind the December 16, 2015 denial issued to Tuckaway Development, LLC, grant Tuckaway Development, LLC an establishment license, and deny the request for hearing as moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
And Member Gould, we had one request to reapply this month. We would like to rest.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to grant AHRVT3E DBA Harvest Restaurant permission to reapply for a video gaming establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next item is disciplinary actions. And before we get started, I want to remind everybody that coming up is Super Bowl weekend. All of you that are here or have an interest in this community, this is a licensed, regulated community. To enjoy the benefits of video gaming in your establishments, you're being held to the laws of the state of Illinois and the requirements of the Act. We don't expect that we'll have any Super Bowl issues in the coming weeks, but if you do, we will certainly be talking about it at the next meeting. So please remind your clients or yourselves what you signed on for when you were approved for a license.
Thank you, Member Gould. Any other board comments?
The first action is a board action to rescind a disciplinary complaint.
Yes, Member Gould and members of the board, and Mr. Chairman, last month we asked you to issue a disciplinary complaint against David Schmidt, and this was based on a failure to update an application. But Mr. Schmidt actually did update the application. It was my fault I didn't catch it in time, so we would ask you to rescind that disciplinary complaint you issued against him last month.
Thank you for that explanation, Mr. Pelham. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on additional information provided by Mr. Schmidt and staff's recommendation, I move to rescind the disciplinary complaint issued at the December 2015 board meeting against David J. Schmidt.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next is revocation for criminal convictions.
So members of the board, we have a group of three that we'd like you to handle in one motion. These are licensed establishments that one or more members of the ownership structure received a criminal conviction that would make them disqualified to hold the video gaming license.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment licenses of the following: Chasers Tap Inc., Three Games or Gams Inc., DBA One More Bar and Grill, and Janny's Time Out Lounge, DBA The Cabin. For the owners' criminal convictions after licensure, Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within the time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
And next is the revocation for failing to meet the requirements of Section 5.
Members of the board, we have a location, RSB Fuels Incorporated. During one of our inspections at the location, our staff encountered problems with meeting the ability to, pour mix or otherwise serve for consumption on premise. There was no employee of the licensee that was able to do that. And based on the fact that they were not able to meet Section 5, we would ask you to revoke the license.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of RSB Fuels Incorporated. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next issues deal with tax liabilities and failing to respond to warning notices.
So, members of the board, staff reviewed approximately 36 establishments that we received information from the Department of Revenue that had outstanding tax liabilities owed to the state. We worked through those issues with the majority of our establishments. However, there's a group of 13 that failed to respond or weren't able to work out an issue to clarify their tax liability. And for those 13, we'd ask you to revoke their license.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment licenses of JJJR Silver Creek Incorporated, doing business as Silver Creek Saloon, CJ's Catering Incorporated, doing business as CJ's Restaurant, Maury's Pub Incorporated, doing business as Maury's Pub, Ralph M. Noble, post number 285, American Legion, Department of Illinois, JR's Last Call Incorporated, doing business as JR's Last Call, Jacob's Bar Incorporated, doing business as Jacob's Myers, Airy number 437, Fraternal Order of Eagles Incorporated, Fairview Restaurante, LLC, DBA, Fairview Restaurante, For Real Concepts Company, doing business as Donzo's, La Hacienda, Mount Zion Incorporated, doing business as La Hacienda, Silla Prem Incorporated, doing business as Mitty's Pub, Tony Caliar, doing business as Tony's Friendly Tap, and Vicky Schwartz, doing business as The Bar. Due to outstanding tax liabilities and the failure of the establishments to respond to notice from the board, said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next item is an issue with regard to misrepresentations made to IGB during the application process.
Yes, Member Gould. Adam Biesmeyer is a terminal handler licensee of ours, and he misrepresented certain information to staff during the application process of another applicant that he would be affiliated with. Based on those misrepresentations during that background investigation process, we would ask you to revoke his handler license.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal handler license of Adam Biesmeyer due to his misrepresentations during the application and background investigation process. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. The motion, any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The last two disciplinary actions deal with the disassociation of a sales agent.
We have one disassociation of a sales agent that we'd like to issue for Universal Gaming Group. And so that is a notice of disassociation that we're going to direct to terminal operator Universal Gaming Group, ordering to disassociate with the sales agent they presented to us to update their application to include. That would be Robert Connor. That would be the only disassociation of a sales agent notice we'd ask you to do this month.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a notice of disassociation to Universal Gaming Group, LLC, ordering it to disassociate from sales agent Robert E. O'Connor, Robert E. Connor, set disassociation to become effective 21 days from the date of service of the notice, unless an answer is properly filed within that time.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
And to keep the record clear, the last item on the agenda is, again, a misrepresentation made to during the IGB application process.
That's correct. So this would not be a notice of disassociation for a sales agent, but this is a disciplinary complaint against a terminal operator.
Correct.
So Member Gould and Member of the Board and Mr. Chairman, this would be a disciplinary complaint that we'd like you to review and issue against G3 Gaming, LLC, a terminal operator that, as you know, several of our terminal operators offer assistance to our pending applicants with the application process, guiding them through the online application process, what that entails, what their obligations are going to be as a licensee, the Illinois Gaming Board. In this particular case, though, G3 presented information that was incorrect during the application process and submitted that information incorrectly as part of the online application process. Based on the conduct, we would ask you to revoke the terminal operator license of G3 Gaming LLC.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal operator license of G3 Gaming LLC due to its conduct in misrepresenting information to the board in connection with an application filed. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'd like to make a comment here, and that is I think this shows we take misrepresentations very seriously. Whether made as part of the application or to our investigative staff. And if we just encourage all licensees that, or prospective licensees, that if there's any doubt about whether you're providing accurate responses to our questions, please do not hesitate to check with IGB staff, or if you prefer not to do that, to contact your attorney. All right, let's call a question. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Member Gould, were there some fines?
No, that's going to be tabled till next meeting.
All right. Okay.
Being no other items, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All right, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned, and thank you all for accommodating the participation of Member Dunn and myself by telephone, and have a good day.